Hello, and welcome to Plants and Things, where we talk about all things plants. My name is Katie, and I'm a hobbyist gardener. I appreciate you listening, whether you are new or old to the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about one of my favorite things to grow in my garden, strawberries. Strawberries are not technically a berry. Botanically speaking, a strawberry is not a true berry, but rather an aggregate accessory fruit, also sometimes called a false berry. So let's talk about some ways that you can succeed at growing strawberries. The first thing that I want to talk about first is like making sure that you choose the right berry for you. Now, some strawberries are a June bearing, which is a variety that produce a large crop in early summer, whereas there are also ever-bearing varieties which produce two smaller crops in spring and fall. And then there's the day-neutral variety which produces fruit consistently throughout the growing season. Something I would like to note about ever-bearing varieties too, they may also put out a few like smaller crops here and there like throughout the season, especially if you get like an ever-bearing day-neutral variety as well. So you might be able to get like consistent fruit that way. I have ever-bearing and June-bearing, but I tend to lean more towards the ever-bearing varieties. But June-bearing is also really good if you're looking for like making jams and preserves and things like that. So those are just some different varieties that you can think about for your garden space. Once you select them, you can start preparing your area for planting them. So you do have a couple of options. With that, you can get the bare roots, which is basically just like the root ball of the plant that has gone dormant, so it's not got any leaves on it or anything. And then you can also buy the plant. I have had success with both, but if you get the plant, I do find that you know that it's gonna be alive whenever you plant it in the ground. Whereas with the, especially whenever I've purchased, depending on like where you purchase your root balls as well, I have found that sometimes they don't always come back. A couple of things that you can do that will help with that is if you start root balls inside in containers, and then it does help you monitor the conditions better. But it can also, there are downsides to it as well, because you'll have to transplant it again once it does start to come back and it starts to send out new shoots and everything. So those are a couple of options as far as like purchasing the berries. Bare root plants are typically available in early spring, while starter plants are already established in small pots. You can plant them in early spring or in fall, depending on where you are in the world and your climate. Whenever you are planting them, though, I do recommend spacing them 12 to 18 inches apart, whether you get the bare root or the actual plant. You're going to want to dig a hole that is slightly larger than the root ball as well, and then place it in the hole in the ground and backfill with the soil, ensuring the crown, where the leaves emerge from the roots, are at soil level. One thing that I wanted to mention about bare root plants, so if you do start them inside, it can be difficult to get, as far as space goes, like pots that are big enough to start them inside. But you can, I personally recommend just planting them outside, starting them there. I have had success with that. And then whenever you do go to plant them, make sure if you have the root ball that you soak it at least, I would say, at least 20 minutes to like give it a good bounce back. I think that you can also do it longer, like 2 hours. but that's really up to you how long that you want to soak them. I wouldn't soak them for like a super long time though, because you also don't want to cause any like root rot or anything like that. So soaking them in water definitely does help to kind of reinvigorate the roots. And then whenever you plant them, make sure that you do deeply water them until they're established as well. Now let's jump back and think about location. So before you plant those in the ground, you're going to want to make sure that you find the right spot to put those in. So I recommend selecting a sunny spot in your garden that receives at least 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight per day, because they're gonna need all of that energy that they can get. A shady spot, I have tried growing strawberries in a shady spot before, and they did not do well there. So I do recommend definitely doing a sunny spot. Prepare the soil by removing any weeds, rocks, and debris. You can also put them in a raised bed with, I find that they do well in a raised bed, or you can make a mound is a good option as well. So whenever you're preparing the soil, you can take compost or things like that and kind of like mound it up. You can also use the till method. I actually haven't used that method for strawberries, but that is something that you can do if you want to. I find that that disturbs the soil a lot. And I right now have had success with the mounding method. And it's pretty simple. Basically you just get soil, whether you're going to be using topsoil or, the compost mix or whichever soil that you choose. And you want it to be a good draining soil too. You don't want like clay soil. And then you mound it up into rows, and then you plant them in the rows. That helps with drainage, and it also helps to, whenever you're mulching it, to keep like the berries off of the ground, and then have like space enough for you to walk through each of the rows. I like that one a lot. I've actually just started 4 rows this year, and it seems to be doing well so far. Something that I've seen other people do is use cardboard in between the rows to keep down the weeds. I did not do that, and I kind of regret it because I have a weed problem in between them, and it can be very difficult to get through there and weed without damaging your strawberries. And that's really what your goal is like making sure that whenever you are working in your beds that you're not going to be harming your strawberries. And whenever I have to weed in between those rows, I am kind of, or like mow, like it's difficult to mow in between them. So if you are wanting to mow in between them rather than using like cardboard or mulch or anything like that, you will want to make sure that you space them far enough apart to where they won't, that won't be an issue. I didn't do that. They are like at least like a probably like enough for me to walk between them, but definitely not enough for me to mow between them. So you can also use mulch if you don't want to use cardboard. I also just didn't feel comfortable enough to use cardboard because I don't really know like what they're treated with or anything like that. But and they might have like ink or other stuff that you might not want in your garden if you are a organic gardener like me. So that's another thing to think about as well. So you can also do a soil test, and I've talked about this before, but whenever you are, if you are planting just in the ground without building a mound or without putting it in a raised bed, you might just want to check on that soil to make sure that the soil is slightly acidic. You can also use fertilizers that are specifically for strawberries. I've seen people use bone meal before, and have had good results from that. I haven't done that. I just use like compost and regular fertilizer, and they're pretty happy with that. I haven't had any issues with my strawberries plants yet. So once your soil's ready and you have your plants and you're ready to put them in the ground, then I do recommend making sure that you have rows 2 to 3 feet apart, like I was saying, like enough to walk through, and then that you do space your plants 12 to 18 inches apart. And that whenever you are digging the hole or making the mound or however you're choosing to plant them, that you're making it deep enough and wide enough for the root ball to be kind of like spread out. Something that you don't want to do is kind of have them all bunched up together, like all of the root system, because really they do need to be kind of like, I like to think of like kind of like a spider web, so that, you know, it helps your plant succeed and finding nutrients and water if, you know, it has more ways to go around. And then also the reason why you're going to want to like dig the hole like two times as big as the root ball is because you're going to want that to loosen the soil so that's good and aerated, and then backfill that soil as well. And then deeply water after you plant them. That keeps the soil, and you also want to keep the soil consistently moist, but you also don't want to waterlog it because you don't want to cause any root rot. Another thing to keep an eye out for is making sure that you don't bury the crown of the strawberry plant either, because you want it to be at soil level, not too exposed, but also like not buried. If you do accidentally like bury the crown or something like that, that can cause it to start to rot, and then that will ultimately kill your strawberry plant, and you definitely don't want that. Another thing that I recommend doing is making sure that you mulch after. So you can use a layer of straw or wood chips around the plant to help keep in that moisture. And that also helps, you know, suppress weed growth and prevent the berries, once they start growing, from sitting directly on the soil. So hopefully that'll help keep them from getting eaten by ants, or like also help keep them from rotting or anything like that. The mulch is also great because it helps protect the plant during winter, which is great. So another thing that I wanted to touch on was, now that we're talking about winter, is winter care. So in colder regions, strawberries might require winter protections. I just let them go dormant because it doesn't get like super cold here. Like mostly it does like occasionally get below freezing, but it does not stay that long stay below freezing for very long. I live in the south, so it's pretty warm. You can, if you do live in a colder region though, you can mulch the plant with straw or pine needles, and that helps insulate the plant to protect it from freezing and thawing cycles. I find that just like one layer of mulch is fine for my plants. However, of course, in different regions it can be different. Another thing that's important is whenever, you know, just for maintenance, like regular maintenance for your plants, is making sure that you're removing weeds as they're popping up around the strawberry plants to minimize the competition for nutrients and water. Monitor for pests like slugs, snails, aphids, and if you see them, take the appropriate action to keep them away. And then keep the strawberry bed clean by removing old leaves and runners to prevent the spread of disease. And if you see like any rust spots or anything, make sure that you're kind of like pruning those leaves off. Any signs of disease or anything like that, make sure that you're taking care of that. And then pruning is important, like whenever you have runners, which are long stems that develop new plants at their tips. You can let the runners root and create a new plant, or cut them off to focus the plant's energy on fruit production in the first year. If your plant does start, if it does start to produce runners once you plant them for the first year, you might want to cut them so that your plant can focus its energy on sending out new roots and getting established first before it starts worrying about reproducing. Sorry, my throat's getting dry from talking so much. But in like the second year, if you do want to propagate more plants, you can allow a few runners to root and establish new plants, which is great. You can also start new plants from seeds. So if you want to save seeds from the strawberries that you collect, you can definitely do that. And I did start seeds or strawberries from seeds this year, and it is so much fun watching them grow. So I highly recommend doing that if that's something that you're interested in doing. And then next is probably the best part to talk about is harvesting strawberries. So make sure that you're checking them regularly during the growing season and picking any fully red and ripe berries. You can pick them with the stem attached to keep them long or fresher longer. Depending on the variety, strawberries are typically ready to harvest 4 to 6 weeks after flowering. So once you start seeing them flower in the spring, or you know, in June or July, you can go out there in 4 to 6 weeks after and pick some berries, which is so exciting. Be sure to check the specific variety that you have for the best time to harvest. So now it's time for the fun facts. Now I did kind of hit on this at the beginning, but I didn't want to go into detail because I was afraid that I was going to give away my fun fact. So did you know that strawberries are the only fruit with seeds on the outside? While most fruits have their seeds embedded within the flesh, the seeds you see on a strawberry are actually tiny individual fruits themselves, known as achenes. I have no idea if I said that correctly, but it's A-C-H-E-N-E-S. Each achene contains a seed inside and is surrounded by a fleshy receptacle, giving strawberries their unique appearance. So when you bite into a strawberry, you're actually enjoying a collection of many small fruits. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast and leave me a review. Your feedback helps my podcast grow and continue bringing you valuable gardening insights. Join our gardening community by following me on social media, where you can share your gardening stories, ask questions, and collect plant facts, but I meant connect with fellow plant enthusiasts. Together we can cultivate a vibrant community dedicated to the love of gardening. Until next time, continue digging into the joys of gardening. Happy gardening. Bye.